Hey everyone, welcome back to the Cirque Mind Gym. This is your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you build up mental fortress of awesomeness one workout at a time. And today's session? We're diving deep into something super important, understanding those pesky emotional patterns that can really trip us up. You know the drill. Feeling overwhelmed by stress? Getting pulled into negativity spirals? Lashing out when things get tough? These aren't just random events, folks. They're often ingrained habits, automated reactions programmed from past experiences. And guess what? We have the power to reprogram those bad boys. Now, before you go thinking, oh no, Dylan, I'm doomed to repeat my mistakes, chill out. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about gaining awareness and building that mental flexibility so you can respond with intention, not just react on autopilot. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like a symphony orchestra, beautiful when conducted well, chaotic when the instruments are playing off-key. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on understanding those emotional patterns. 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to what sets off your emotional reactions. Is it a specific person, situation, or even thought? Journaling can be super helpful here. Write down those moments when you feel intense emotions and see if any common threads emerge. You might discover that certain topics lead to defensiveness, while others bring out your playful side. 2. Recognize your patterns. Once you've identified your triggers, start noticing the patterns in your responses. Do you get withdrawn when stressed? Go into problem-solving mode when anxious? Do you tend to overreact or become overly agreeable? By understanding how you typically react, you can start breaking those automatic responses. 3. Label your emotions. Putting a name to what you're feeling is powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. "I'm feeling frustrated," "I'm experiencing anxiety," or even "I'm feeling overwhelmed with joy." This practice helps you gain control and prevents emotions from hijacking your thoughts. 4. Challenge your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions. Pay attention to the stories you tell yourself during those emotional moments. Are they realistic? Are they helpful? Often, we get caught up in negative thought spirals that amplify our feelings. Learning to challenge those thoughts and reframe them in a more positive or balanced light can make a huge difference. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting pulled into an emotional vortex, take a deep breath and focus on your surroundings. Feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the sounds around you, and observe your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Think about it. Ever had one of those days where everything feels like a total roller coaster? You're riding high in the morning, then BAM. A minor inconvenience throws you into a pit of frustration, followed by a wave of anxiety before you realize it's just a traffic jam. That's your emotional pattern at play, my friends. Understanding how these patterns work allows us to navigate those ups and downs with more grace and intention. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time I completely lost it over missing the last train home? Yeah, well, that wasn't some random outburst of anger. It was my stress response pattern kicking into overdrive. Instead of letting the frustration control me, now I try to acknowledge those feelings, take a few deep breaths, and remind myself that missing a train isn't the end of the world. It's a small inconvenience, and it doesn't define my day. This awareness shift has made a huge difference in how I handle stressful situations. So remember, you're not stuck with your emotional patterns. By becoming aware of them, challenging those thought loops, and practicing mindfulness, you can break free from those automatic reactions and start responding to life with more intention and resilience. You got this. And that's a wrap for today's session. Remember, keep journaling those emotions, challenge your thoughts, and practice mindfulness. Share your insights in the comments below. Let's build a community of mindful warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, keep that Cirque Mind Gym strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.